Hello everybody, my name is Sean Thomas, Portlaken High School School Promotions Manager. I'm sitting here once again with our principal, Mr. Todd George, and this is the second of our principal's podcasts.
Hi everybody, it's great to be here again.
Now Todd, next week's shaping up as a fairly busy week, as they all are, but can you perhaps let the parents know about some key events we've got coming up next week?
So next week, Monday the 20th of August, we have a student free day. It's a teacher work day. We're doing some moderation of some year 8 to 10 material. So over 300 teachers will be visiting Port Lincoln High to do that work, but it'll be a day where we're not going to be requiring our students.
And then the Tuesday and Wednesday following that student free day?
Yeah, we've got some Year 12 interviews happening for students who are enrolled in Stage 2 subjects. There's been a report sent home recently, and this is follow-up information and opportunities for families to ask questions directly to the teachers. And they're able to make bookings by ringing the school on 8683 6000 or by using the link that was sent out via Sector.
Excellent. And then a little bit of advance notice, week 7 we have set aside for our subject counselling process for 2019. Are you able to just elaborate a bit on which year levels are involved on which days in week 7?
Yeah, I can, Sean. So week 7 we've got subject counselling for our year levels. So on Monday the 3rd of September our year 8s and year 9s will be booked in to see their lesson 1 teachers and they're going to those bookings and then returning to classes. We've got then Wednesday and Thursday, so Wednesday the 5th of September and Thursday the 6th of September, we've got some year 10 meetings happening for students going from year 10 into year 11 next year, and some panel members with the lesson 1 teachers organised. And then across 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, we've got current year 11 students involved in meetings around Stage 2 subjects for next year. So that will be a massive week, but really important in your preparation for 2019. On the Friday of that week, so Friday the 7th of September, we've got a school closure. So the site will be completely closed. No staff will be on site for that day.
Excellent. So lots going on, and the subject handbooks will be distributed to students in the near future. They'll be bringing those home. And we also have some subject videos that we'll be uploading to our website where staff, students and parents can check those out and find out a little bit more detail about the subject offerings we have here for 2019. We've had a couple of special delegations visit our school recently. So this is a program that I manage. So we had some Chinese students and staff come to our school last week, just for half a day essentially. They did a school tour and then joined in with some cooking students and enjoyed a lunch with some of our kids. And then yesterday we hosted the Moroto delegation for 2018. This is an ongoing annual program. So we were very fortunate to have them with us for the whole day. That involved a welcome assembly first up, a school tour, and then they joined in with some classes for the remainder of the day. That involved some aquaculture, a fairly unique lesson there where they got to fillet some of our barramundi from the aquaculture program. The fillets were then taken to the commercial kitchen where they joined in with some of our Year 11 kitchen operations students and cooked fish and chips essentially, and with a bit of a Japanese twist to it, which was fantastic. And then they enjoyed their shared lunch on the deck. And then after lunch they did some Aboriginal art with myself and Jenny Silver, and then went off to a fairly energetic dance session to finish off, which was brilliant. Our Japanese guests performed a traditional dance of their own and got our students involved, and our kids performed some of the dances that they, some of the routines they delivered in the production at last term, which was brilliant. So a lot of good fun was had. Just to finish off, Todd, parents might come across Port Lincoln High School in the media in reference to a Clontarf Academy. Are you able to put a bit more light on that, please?
Yeah, look, Clontarf is an Aboriginal boys sporting academy that it has been on offer in all states and territories apart from South Australia to date. It's been announced by the Education Minister that Port Lincoln High will be one of 4 trial sites for next year. It's a really exciting opportunity, something that the school is going to embrace, and it will certainly have flow-on effects for the whole school community as well as the local community. The program is designed to re-engage Aboriginal boys, and it's about SACE completion. So yeah, very exciting times, very early days, but something that we are really looking forward to seeing how that works in 2019.
Terrific. I think that's all we have for this podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody.